This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The first parts of a Russian S-400 missile defense system were delivered to Turkey on Friday. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
Despite the warnings, for Turkey, it was already a done deal. They've bought S-400 air defense systems from Russia, among the world's most advanced. The first parts of the system were delivered Friday, with more coming over the next few days. The arrival set to escalate tensions with the U.S., which has warned of sanctions over the deal.
And that will have consequences.
The U.S. State Department warns Ankara will face real and negative consequences for the purchase.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. Iran is warning of consequences if Britain does not release an oil tanker seized off the coast of Gibraltar a week ago. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
The UK is going to be slapped in the face. And soon. An Iranian cleric made that threat on Friday in response to the seizure of an oil tanker by British Royal Marines last week. Also on Friday, Iran demanded the ship's immediate release, while warning of consequences. The tanker was seized off the coast of Gibraltar a week ago, suspected of violating sanctions by taking oil to Syria. Iran denies this, and also denied the UK's claim on Thursday that three Iranian vessels had tried to block a British-owned tanker in the Strait of Hormuz.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. President Trump says embattled Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta is resigning over his judicial handling of a plea deal with accused sex abuser and wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein. U.S. stocks are up in afternoon trading. And get the latest news whenever you want it at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Gulf Coast is bracing for Tropical Storm Barry. The National Hurricane Center expects Barry to hit the coast as a Category 1 storm. The center's Dave Roberts says Tropical Storm Barry could make landfall as a hurricane by early tomorrow.
Flooding is going to be a problem, so we need to make sure that everyone's monitoring the progress of this system through the weekend.
President Donald Trump says he will drop his efforts to get a citizenship question on the 2020 census and will instead order all government agencies to turn over all information they have about citizens, non-citizens, and illegal aliens. AP Sagarmagani reports.
The president's now keeping the effort in-house, ordering every federal department and agency to provide records about how many citizens and non-citizens are in the country.
We will leave no stone unturned.
While he says it's vital to know how many citizens are here for various reasons, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says it's obvious the president has just one reason.
To intimidate minorities, particularly Latinos.
Democrats argue the GOP simply looking to undercount populations in urban areas where they're typically favored and shift power to more rural Republican strongholds. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. officials reportedly plan to start immigration raids on Sunday and are expected to target at least 2,000 undocumented people for whom deportation orders have been issued. As AP's Rita Foley reports, the operation comes 3 weeks after U.S. President Donald Trump promised to start deporting millions of illegal aliens from the United States.
The government's targeting those who've been given final orders to leave the country. Acting Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli.
There's approximately 1 million people in this country with removal orders. Of course, that isn't what ICE will go after in this, but that's the pool of people who've been all the way through the due process chain.
The raids are expected in 10 big cities. Activists are circulating information about hotlines that immigrants can call. Rita Foley, Washington.
American singer R. Kelly is under arrest in Chicago following his indictment on federal sex crimes and obstruction of justice. AP Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
R. Kelly was arrested February 10th on 10 counts of sex-related offenses involving four women. Authorities say three of those women were minors when the alleged abuse took place. R. Kelly pleaded not guilty and was released on bail. Then on May 30th, Cook County prosecutors hit Kelly with 11 more sex-related counts related to one of the women who claims that she was underage when that abuse took place.
That's Oscar Wells Gabriel reporting. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
The Voice of OA. One. It's today's exclusive.